producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Excellent hour of broadcast. Broadcast benevolence.
Magic.
How's that? Yeah, magic. Sure. I like that too.
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
How can you be so sure?
Because I am surrounded by greatness. My name is Doug Steffen, and then there's Jennifer Horn, my friend, Rich McFadden, who's at the controls. He's prepared. He's got his finger on the button.
That's right.
He's not even the president, and he's got his fingers on the button. So the quote of the day, let's do the weather first, then we'll do the quote of the day. The weather around the country, we were talking about how warm it is, and the national news media telling us today the winter that we've just been through will be over the 21st is week from Monday. Okay, so got 10 days left of winter. The average temperature for the lower 48 states was 36.8 degrees. That's 4 degrees above normal. We broke the record that was set back in 1999, the winter of 99-2000. In terms of what we remember, Christmas Eve. How many people remember Christmas Eve? Folks in New York were on the beach.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember. Well, I was in Florida on Christmas Eve, so it didn't make any difference if I was on the beach. But down there, it's okay to be on the beach.
I remember in my weather app that it was colder in California in December and January than it was in New York.
It was beautiful. This was a beautiful winter for Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Because it was a warm November, December. Quick and cold, January, February, boom. Yeah. Now we're back up to 70 degrees today.
Yeah, and the grass here on the farm, I'm looking out over my window that you've heard me talk about out on the pasture. I have been talking about this for my entire career doing well. The first 4 years of the Good Day program were done in other studios and other places around the country, but when I came back here in 92, I wasn't gone really anyway. I had the home and had the farm. I came back with the kids on the weekend, but when my former wife got sick, the kids were nervous about me not being here, so I moved the program and everything back here, built the studio. So from 1992 to 2016, I've been looking out this window and talking to you about the cows and the things that go on out there. Grass is beginning to get green. This will be the last year I'll do that. Matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, I will not be here anymore. I'll be at another place looking out another window on another field. But it will feel weird, I'm sure. As I look out here and see the green already and know that there's no frost in the ground, we could actually be plowing the ground, and I'll bet a lot of farmers are. I haven't been up and down the coast, but I'm betting that as far north as you, Richie, Virginia, I'll bet farmers are plowing and getting ready to plant because of what we just said, how warm it was. So is this something to get all worked up about? Is it something that demonstrates how mankind is ruining this beautiful planet? Well, mankind's doing a lot that isn't good for the planet. There's no question about that. But I continue to throw up in the air, and you can grab it any way you want to. The fact that there is climate change is something that the planet has been through probably 7,000 times. I'm just picking a number out of the air because planet is almost 5 billion years old. And I would say to you, in the last 5 to 10 million years, plenty of things have happened. Go back 65, 70 million years when the dinosaurs and everything else that was fossil, that was carbon-based, was wiped out by the meteoroid that hit the Earth. These things are happening constantly and have happened. And so I'm not trying to tell you that it isn't real. I'm just trying to blunt the reality. People think they can do something about it, and we're spending all this money to try to slow it down. Now, does some of it work? I don't know what other than the clean air that has, since I started spending my winters in California, which was 1993, I remember landing. There were layers.
Horribly.
There were layers of crap in
the
air.
We had bad air days in school where they make a stain.
Yeah, right. So, but now that's not the case. The air is clean. You're flying into the L.A. basin. The air is wonderful. So man can do things if man wants to in various ways. Whether it's going to slow down global warming or not remains to be seen. What I will tell you is that things like that are much better for our health. Breathing that air, you know how bad that is? Oh, what that does to your lungs and the rest of your system. So, but to get all worked up, this becomes a political football. And it's unfortunate because a lot of money, your money, my money, hard-earned money, goes into the tax bin, is being wasted on trying to slow this down. So how do you pick and choose? It takes good leadership to pick and choose your message and your actions. What was done to clean up the air in Los Angeles for the benefit of the residents there was one thing. If you think doing that's going to stop global warming, you're foolish, because it isn't. But if it makes life better for people like Jennifer and me and whoever else lives there full-time or part-time, then I think it's worth it. But don't think you're going to stop global warming by doing stuff like that, because you're not. It's like wasted energy and effort. But there is a reason to do it. It's just that I want to attach the right reason to doing it, not the wrong reason for doing it. Does that make sense? Under the circumstances?
I'm good with it.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, we talk about being an environmentalist. Just start at home. Don't throw your junk outside on the ground.
Clean up.
Clean up.
Yes.
Recycle.
Let's clean up.
Mind your own backyard.
Okay, here's the quote of the day. The world's largest blind test taste was rolled out by Kraft. They've dubbed it the world's largest blind test taste.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
What did I say? Test taste? I meant taste test. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to know he's listening, Jennifer. That's very good.
Very closely.
Yeah. The folks at Kraft have rolled out a new... I love this. They're deeming it a less artificial mac and cheese. As a matter of fact, what they almost have admitted was there was no cheese really in their mac and cheese. Now they're putting just a little eensy teensy bit.
It's more Wheeler.
In the mac and cheese. Oh my God. It's still orange though in color.
I don't understand.
Cheese is not orange, by the way, folks.
Cheddar cheese is, but when it melts, it's not.
No.
When I make mac and cheese for the kids, I found it so easy just to make the noodles. Okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes I even get the whole wheat pasta to try and be a little healthier.
Yeah.
Then when
cauliflower, it tricks kids into eating.
I know. Yeah, I've tried that too. And then when it comes out, I either do a little bit of milk in the pasta or butter to moisten it. Mm-hmm. And then you just dump, about a cup of cheddar cheese in there.
Yeah.
And boom, it's the same thing. And it's actually real. It's real food.
Real food.
Real food.
Woo-hoo!
Believe that.
All right, so in league with this, the other food news today, the folks at Whole Paycheck have issued a recall. They have 458 stores around the country. Just opened a new one not far from me. I stopped in there the other day and spent $300 and came out with three bags. That's what I like.
Nice.
Hello. Anyway, they have a store-branded blue cheese. Don't we have a song, Richie? Blue cheese. I saw you stand up.
Probably not. If you have any cheese songs.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, their blue cheese, Jennifer, is a problem because this is what I don't really understand. When cheese, we had, when we were selling raw milk, we used to make raw cheese at the farm. And we'd put it into a sort of cooled closet that was temperature controlled at 54 degrees and aged the cheese for 6 months. And it got rancid and blue and all kinds of other colors, green. And people thought it was a delicacy. It was, I'm not trying to steer you clear of blue cheese. I think in this case it's real cheese, but blue cheese, I never really understood what blue cheese was. Do you know what blue cheese?
Rotten cheese.
It is rotten cheese, right?
Yeah.
It's aged cheese.
Mold.
Right.
Yeah.
So why are they recalling it? Because by definition, it's rotten to begin with.
Rotten.
Does anybody understand that? Anyone who's got their hand on it.
Another great mystery of the universe uncovered by our friend Doug
Steffen. Good Day program. And speaking of uncovered.
I read food before we leave the food department.
Yeah.
There's a new poll out that says most people would rather risk the chance of getting listeria than never eating at Chipotle again.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But that was something that was way blown out of proportion, too. I think there were only a few stores that had a problem.
Oh, sure. But you get
Chipotle on every corner.
With listeria, and
right.
All of a sudden.
But you see, that follows in league with what we were talking about before. To bring you up to speed, the conversation that we were having earlier was about a Starbucks recall for a cheese sandwich that they have that's made here in Massachusetts but distributed all over the country, pretty much like all the food that's in any store like that. A fast food joint, even the national brands, Lobster, Watsis, and Olive Garden, and Houlihan's, or whatever it is, all those stores make the product in one place, and they ship it to the stores. So if you're getting, if you're wherever you are, in Boise, Idaho, those Idaho potatoes that you're eating at McDonald's went to a place in Arkansas to be processed and cooked and then sent back to Boise on a truck. And that's what's happening with most of the food around. It's just how it works now. So the Starbucks recall, Richie, is for a cheese spinach sandwich, because the cheese supposedly is bad in it or something. There's a lot of cheese stuff going on.
Not much danger of eating that sandwich, since I never go into a Starbucks.
No, I bought one at the airport the other day. It was
good.
Yeah, I thought it was quite tasty.
The lines are too long.
Well,
yeah, the best breakfast sandwiches, though, because they're not super greasy. They're pretty clean.
Yeah, they are. 18 past the hour. This is Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Old $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Stuff. The passing of one of the greats. Many of you may remember the name George Martin for various reasons. He was an orchestra leader and a record producer, and it happens that Mr. Martin was lucky enough to have met the Beatles when they weren't even the Beatles. He produced, guided, assisted, stood aside through all of the history of the Beatles. And I remember, this is not actually the original version, the real original version of this song. This is an instrumental version. This is not George Martin's version of it, his orchestra. But the lyric line, he wrote this song, "This Boy Wants You Back Again."
Wants you back again.
He did a very successful instrumental version of the song. The Beatles, of course, the boys did fine by it as well. Here is this is how I remember George Martin more than anything else, for having created this sound, this song. Crack it up, Richie, will you? Nice one of those beautiful Beatles songs. This Boy Wants You Back Again.
That was a genius. You're just a pure
absolute.
You listen to, obviously on Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah.
When you.
Yeah.
Listen to all the horns and oboes.
Yeah.
That was him. That was all.
Right. He imagined what this would sound like. That's what listen really good record producer did. The Beatles would not have been the Beatles without this guy.
Not even close.
That's how important he was. He passed away 90 years old yesterday. He was a typical gallant Englishman. Very proper.
Sir George Martin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, he deserved that, for heaven's sakes. Responsible for yesterday, not only Strawberry Fields Forever, This Boy Yesterday, Eleanor Rigby.
All my troubles seem so far away.
They all respected him. He started producing records in 1950, and they were comedy records. Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, most people don't even remember. He had his first number one hit in 1961. And then he went into working with the Beatles. He worked for seven decades, 74 wow. years. Can you imagine how many people he helped create and inspire? And he was very modest, very, very modest guy. He was the one who was, the whole concept of Sergeant Pepper was his. Revolver, Rubber Soul, Abbey Road, they were all his concepts. He won 6 Grammys, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1999. He was knighted in 2002. You talk about a guy who shaped and focused music as we know it today. He wrote this about himself. The song In My Life, played the piano for, he said, quote, "I couldn't play the piano at the speed it needed to be played, the way I'd written the part. I wasn't that good a pianist, but if you had a really good pianist, he could do it. I couldn't get all the notes in. One night, I was by myself, played the notes at half speed, but an octave lower on the piano. At 15 inches per second, he ran the tape back at 30 inches per second. The notes were at the right speed and the correct octave. Who but a genius like this guy could have figured that out and put it down on tape? This guy, and there's no people around like this guy. Yeah, Dr. Luke, get lost. Those big... Oh, my God, this guy...
I mean, there's still... So you look famous. At a guy like Pharrell.
Yeah, okay, Pharrell's good.
The guy's a hitmaker, man. Yeah, he knows how to do it.
But this guy...
But
look at
this
all
guy
the,
oh was a God. Genius. George Martin was a true genius musically.
Passing away at the age of 90. A tribute to him here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Fighting like cats and dogs. You know, some diehard pet guardians want the best of all possible worlds. They want a cat in life, but they also want a dog in their home. Maybe even a bird or some fish for good measure. Combining these little critters under one roof conjures up thoughts of dogs making hors d'oeuvres out of fuzzy little kitties and cute kitties scratching out Fido's eyes. Killer kitties shaking out the birdcage, or even fishing kitty, complete with fishing rod and reel vacationing in front of your tank. It doesn't have to be that way. When properly introduced, cats living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can cats and dogs, cats and birds, cats and fish, and even cats and mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to its new housemate. Let's be realistic. If someone were to move into your house, you would not be thrilled about it at the beginning, but if that person really brought good things and there were positive associations, you'd start to like them a little bit more. Just make sure when you bring a new pet in, the pet that's already there thinks it's the greatest thing that ever happened. I'll more next time.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The hour now. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a few minutes. Some important medical news developing. We'll talk about that. First, our discussion of binge television watching. Jennifer, according to a story that we have posted at DougSteffen.com, binge watching TV leads to depression. Researchers surveyed people about their binge-watching habits.
Of course it does. Woe is me.
They defined as 2 to 5 consecutive hours of TV a day. 35% of binge-watchers
That's nothing.
Levels of stress, anxiety, depression than non-binge-watchers. We should ask Ronald.
Two shows is not a binge-make.
Let me ask you this. Right. If you're doing it every day, then it's not binge-watching, right? Then it's a habit.
Yeah, it is a habit. Is it? So that's the way you might look at it. Is it a habit or is it binge?
Binge watching is when you just.
You can't put it down. It's like,
sit down. I'm going to take 4 hours right now and just finish this show.
The show that comes to mind when people go, oh, have you ever binge watched a show? For me, that show was 24. Before binge watching was even a thing, because my dad handed me the set of DVDs. The show was already a year or two old. I had never seen it. He's like, just watch this. Just see. Yeah. And I'm up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning because I can't stop watching.
And his House
the
of
Sopranos.
Cards. Meredith, well, yeah, Sopranos is one.
Binge watching.
Now, House of Cards, which is out on Netflix, Meredith and I have been watching the last couple of seasons, and we watched it together, and she said to me the other day, well, I found Netflix on the TV where she is now in Florida. She said, I said, well, wait until we're back together. So I can't promise you that.
Yeah.
So the poll that we had at DougSteffen.com yesterday, how many TV shows have you binge watched? Let's see here. 37% said a few. 28% said just one. That would have been, well, I'd be in the majority of this here, a few, because we binge watched House of Cards, 24, and Blacklist. So let's see. 21% said more Blacklist and more all the time. What, Richie?
Blacklist is great stuff.
Yeah.
You need to get into Shades of Gray or Shades of Blue.
I know. You've talked
about Shades of Gray is a whole different
thing. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. 9% said I have never binge watched. And 5% said, I don't know what binge watching is. Okay. So, now, moving into a fast forward to today and the conversation about Dancing with the Stars. The poll today goes over the contestants for the new season. Who will you be cheering for is the question. A, Marla Maples. B, Misha Barton. C, Antonio Brown. D, Doug Flutie. E, Wanya Morris. F, Paige Van Zandt. G. Von Miller, H. Geraldo, I.
Yeah.
King Fields,
yeah.
I. Ginger Z, K. Jody Sweeten, and L. Niall DeMarco. Now, I got to tell you.
He is a hottie, that guy.
All right, Rishi, let's listen to the promo, the first ad that ABC is running the audio for the promo for Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing is back.
That's live.
Jody, Geraldo, Marla, Antonio, Kim, Von, Ginger, Wanye, Paige, Niall, Doug, and Misha. Who dance their way to the top?
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars season premiere live.
All right.
Three football players in this one.
They do this time. And the UFC girl, Paige Van Zandt, is UFC.
Yeah, she, oh,
what
my
athlete.
Goodness, wow.
All right, so here's a composite of the crew at Good Morning America revealing the new contestants.
Dancing with the Stars cast reveal. Are you guys ready?
We are ready.
Michael,
Jody
wait a minute.
And
just a second. I'm like,
don't do it.
Berg Steeler, Antonio Brown, and his partner, Sharna Burgess.
A lot of Sharna Burgess don't dance too much. They all like it.
Paige Van Zandt and Mark Ballas. Wanya Morris and his partner, Lindsay Arnold. Marla Maples, along with Tony.
I'm trying to figure out how many people on this
side. Doug Flutie and his partner, Karina Smirnoff.
All right, Richie. Yeah, let's give this a bunch of money. So I recognize Marla Maples' name, Doug Flutie, Geraldo Rivera. That's it.
Okay. Oh, come on, Doug. You can do better than that. Let me help you out.
Misha
you
Barton, I kind of recognize.
Misha Barton was on The OC.
Okay.
Niall DeMarco, let me help you out with him. He just won America's Next Top Model, the last season of the current Tyra edition of the show.
Okay.
And he's deaf, actually.
Really?
Yeah, which was kind of the cool element. He's super duper hot. Oh, my goodness.
Hot.
So he'll be fun to watch. You've got, who else? Jody Sweeten is on Full House, now Fuller House. She was the middle girl. She overcame a drug problem.
Right.
Who else did you have?
In real life or on the show?
Kim Fields. Kim Fields was Tootie on The Facts of Life.
Ah.
Von Miller, one of the stars of the Broncos defense.
The Broncos guy, yep.
Yeah. He just won a Super Bowl.
Paige Van Zandt. Why do I know that name?
Van
Zandt.
She's an MMA fighter.
Right.
But Van Zandt, isn't there a Van Zandt that's a singer?
Yeah.
That would be Leonard Skinner. Very good, Dudley.
Paige Van Zandt is an MMA person like Ronda Rousey?
Yes.
UFC, I think, Paige is. But I'm not sure.
That'd be good if Ronda Rousey. If they had a bunch of them on, that would be an interesting show.
And then you've got Juan.
Her nickname, Doug, is 12-gauge Van Zandt.
Oh. And then Wanya Morris, I might vote for him, too.
Wanya.
He's part of Boys to Men.
Really? Wanya?
Wanya.
Yeah, Wanya. Okay, so here is sports reporter Michela Vernava talking about the season being different with these new contestants.
Or Michaela, I think.
ABC's Dancing with the Stars is loaded with athletes for this upcoming season. The 22nd installment of the wildly popular series will feature three football players and one UFC
Never mind. I don't listen to this. This is just blah, blah, blah. Let's listen to Alexa Rivers, Richie, reporting on the controversy that's already gotten started. Why?
Miley Cyrus is under fire from Fuller House fans making fun of one of the show's stars, Jody Sweeten. The Wrecking Ball singer posted a pair of side-by-side images of Sweeten from several years ago, along with the caption, current mood, hashtag Fuller House. In the photos, an unidentified man's face has been obscured by cutoffs of what appear to be the face of her Fuller House co-star, Dave Coulier. Sweeten, who starred on Full House as a child,
covered. What else do you want to add to this, Jen?
That's about it. I mean, you know.
All right. So
look,
let's get
the cast has not been A-list stars in a very long time.
No.
This is, you know, it's fun. It'll be fun to watch Marla Maples.
Some of the comments, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Dwayne Geraldo.
Come on.
Question mark. Vincent, Misha Barton, question mark. Stu, looks like a who's who of who cares. Ashley, after watching Fuller House, I think Jody will make it pretty far. Crystal writes, doesn't Jody have an unfair advantage? She's a dance. She's trained in dancing. Oh, well, I might actually watch this season because of her. Christine, I can't wait to see how Niall does. Michelle says, Derek's not in this season. Okay, not watching. Who's Derek?
Derek is one of the professional dancers. Derek Hoskins has taken this season off.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Where'd you
start? How many women, or do you watch this for the hotness factor?
You know, I haven't watched Dancing with the Stars in a long time. I used to love it. It just kind of has faded for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you definitely, you watch it for the personalities, because I'll go in and say, oh, I'm going to be rooting for Tootie from the Facts of Life. But, you know, then you start going into the episode and you get to know these people, you get to know their story, and you start getting your favorites that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure some of it has to do with hot.
Well, I think the husbands will watch with the wives for the hotness factor. I mean, Paige Van Zandt.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what she dances like.
Say it again, Doug. Downton Abbey had almost 10 million viewers with the saying goodbye. Look for the movie. It's 42 past the hour. Dr. Ron Hoffman up next here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
45 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is my pleasure once again to bring you Dr. Ron Hoffman, or actually bring you him. He has the knowledge. He's an excellent, excellent practitioner. Great office and facility in New York. Has a great weekend radio program, been on the air for a long time. And the best thing about him, from my perspective, is not only his information, but the newsletter, which has lots of info, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com. And you have an invitation in the current one, to join you at this online summit. You want to take a minute and plug it so that people will know that it's there and know when it's there and how they can get involved?
Yeah, it's a great... what summits are is like an assembly of experts, and you get to listen to 20 different experts weigh in on different aspects of integrative medicine. Mm-hmm. So I did a segment for it, and I'd like our audience to be able to participate. So check out drhoffman.com for information. Or subscribe to the newsletter.
Sign up for that newsletter, too. It's great. Okay, we were just talking about binge television watching, and I thought we ought to spend a moment on that because it is something that people more and more is it a problem? Do you think when you heard us talking about leading binge watch TV leads to depression? There are a lot of things that lead to depression, are there not?
Well, correlation isn't necessarily causation. People who spend a lot of time watching TV may be depressed to begin with. It may not be the TV that's making them depressed. And it kind of depends on what you're watching. I mean, I've binge watched House of Cards. I've, queued up one and then, and then I've said, let's do another, let's do another, let's do another. It's so addictive. Downton Abbey is another example of enlightening binge watching, discerning binge watching. But if you're watching reruns of McHale's Navy or, F Troop, or watching Housewives of Beverly Hills, hour after hour, I mean, it could ultimately get you down. I mean, the content is pretty puerile. You're sitting on your butt. You're not having any circulation of blood to your brain. You might be eating chips and pizza, and that could lead to depression.
Yep. All right. This Wimbledon champion, Maria Sharapova, tested positive for meldonium. Do you want to explain to me? It's the same sort of thing as you get in anything that is nitric oxide oriented that opens up your arteries and veins for more blood to get around. I don't see the big deal here.
It's a funny name, meldonium. It sounds almost like a phony drug name, like a satire on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
meldonium. But so what that is? First of all, it's a medication that I never even heard of. It's a medication made in Latvia that apparently failed the mark as a true medication. A medication that can improve circulation. That sounds great, but it didn't. It didn't get overall approval even in Europe. However, it found a use in doping, in the illicit use by athletes, particularly in Russia. And the Russians love doping. It's a tradition in Russian athletics to use performance-enhancing drugs. And so they latched onto this stuff. It's not clear what benefit it might provide, but you're right. It is something that enhances circulation, just like a nitric oxide supporter, Super Beats Beat products do this.
Mm-hmm. All right, so just interesting to note whether this woman, I'm tending to believe her, frankly, from what I've read about her. She's been using it for a long time. Yeah. They're just catching her now. I think
they keep switching the goalposts. Yeah. It's like first they say, well, this is okay, and then the new rules or the revised rules comes out. It's a little bit like Hillary Clinton's claims like, oh, it wasn't classified at the time, and now it's retroactively classified. Same thing with some of these doping drugs. They say, well, it seems okay, and, it's a new thing, and all of a sudden it's reclassified as verboten.
Right. A doctor says women should sit like men because it's healthier for them. This doctor said women usually sit with their knees close together and their legs or ankles crossed. This puts pressure on their tendons, causes hip problems, knee, foot pain, other uncomfortable alignment problems. What say you on that?
Avoid man spread, I guess, is the method, right? Because it does something perhaps to your physiology by creating greater compression. But I can't see men sitting primly with their hands folded across their knees and their kneecaps together. Mm-hmm. It's not masculine. It's not macho.
Anything new on Zika that amounts to anything?
Yeah, here's the smoking gun, because they thought, well, Zika, it might be a coincidence, it might be pesticides causing these birth defects. They've now found Zika DNA in one of these babies with microcephaly. So it's they're tightening the loop on the Zika connection to these birth defects.
A vaccine around the corner, do you think?
Oh, many companies, 15 companies vying for vaccine rights. There's a money pot at the end of the rainbow.
Of course there is. Dr. Ron Hoffman, sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions.
What about how
now,
to get your wife
say hello.
I'm
going
to have Warren him train Eckstein. Richie. That's it. Your next job, Warren, is to train Richie.
I do anything for beers, Warren.
All right.
That's my treat.
I have some, I have a six-pack of Billy beer. Is
really?
It worth money?
Still?
Yeah,
that would be worth a little money.
Do dogs like beer? I never remember.
Yes,
they don't drink beer.
Absolutely.
I wonder whether Charlotte would have liked beer.
They do, but alcohol is not good for dogs, but they do like beer.
What does it do to them, other than what it does to us?
But dogs don't know when to stop. Some people don't know when to stop either.
That's true. Yeah.
But they get alcohol poisoning and other problems.
My border collie, when I used to sit on the deck on a nice sunny summer afternoon, I would accidentally spill a little teeny puddle of beer and drop a couple of peanuts on the deck, and he would eat peanuts and beer, drink beer with me. Yeah.
I remember years ago training dog for a commercial. I forget which commercial it was, but the dog had to go to the refrigerator, open the refrigerator, grab a beer, and bring it to the owner sitting in his recliner.
Really?
Yeah. How much for you to come out to my house and teach the pugs that?
For the right price, I could teach them to mix a martini for you.
I don't think they can get it in their mouths, though. Okay, here's a quiz question, a Warren Eckstein quiz question. All right, everybody ready? Mainland animal lovers are helping to save Puerto Rico's stray dogs. How? A, by flying them to the mainland, to the Hamptons, in fact. B, by paying local families to adopt them. C, by giving them cute names. D, by finding them jobs in dog and pony shows. You want to take a shot at that, Warren?
I have no idea.
Really?
Although, if I was a dog, I'd choose the Hamptons. Probably.
That's it. That's the one that's working. So, Puerto Rico has a big problem with stray dogs, and there's a group in the Hamptons that are bringing them up to the Hamptons for distribution and adoption this summer. There'll be a lot of people. These summer resorts, that's where Frankie, you met Frankie, I think.
Uh-huh.
You met Frankie.
I did, sure.
Frankie came from a... it wasn't a pound, it was a dog kennel or one of these puppy mills on the Cape. Every year, there are a series of Saturday morning opportunities for people who go to the Cape to adopt dogs. And so it's become so popular, instead of just having the dogs off the street be available for adoption, these puppy mills were breeding really expensive dogs like Frank and bringing them down and selling them.
Well, two things. First of all, the puppy mills have to be closed down. That's number one. In fact, I'm working on some projects now. Second of all, every summer at every resort, whether it be the Hamptons, doesn't make any difference, but parts of Florida, even Sedona, they leave their dogs. People get summer dogs.
Yeah.
They adopt the dogs for the summer. They go back home and they leave their dogs.
Imagine?
That's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
God. But I'll tell you, Doug, third world, even second world countries have a real problem with stray dogs. My wife is from the north coast of Colombia, right in the Caribbean, and in her small town, Santa Marta, Colombia, one of her high school friends has decided that they're going to gather up stray dogs as they can and take them in and get them spayed or neutered. They're working with a vet there. And they've created a community of people that are helping to spay and neuter, pay for and take care of and spay and neuter all of the dogs to help try and control because strays are everywhere.
You're seeing more. I work with a group called Rolda, which is my background being Romanian, my family. So it's a big problem in Romania with the stray dogs, and they were poisoning them. So I'm working with a group there called Rolda, raising money for spaying and neutering. And with so much money sitting in the big humane societies, I cannot understand why they just can't go to those countries. Well, we can't do it in our country and just pay for the spaying and neutering.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
This is a real. I remember when Frankie came home, he was left over and they were going to use him because he kept falling over. And the reason he fell over, he's a breed of, he had bulldog, but he had some other stuff in him as well, including pit bull and Malamute, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. But he was fantastic. And, you know, he was for sale for $1,000.
Yeah.
But they didn't sell him, so they were putting him to sleep. And a friend of mine at the time saw these dogs there and brought them back here. And Frank, I remember when he got out of the car, he walked and he fell over because his paws were so big. That's why they want to get rid of him. He's the most wonderful being. He's 10 years old now, almost 11. He was the only dog that really got friendly with Charlotte.
And let me tell you a real quick story. Listen, if you're going to adopt a dog, I just posted this on my Facebook page. There were two beautiful Chihuahua mixes brought to a shelter, brother and sister. They lived together for 3 years, brought to a shelter in Southern California. Someone came in and adopted one without the other. The video shows the other one sitting in the cage. It's on my website. It's on Facebook.
How do you do that?
See two dogs living together, adopt them both.
My God, let them adopt just one at the shelter? That's ridiculous. My God. Warren Eckstein, he's always on it. When it comes to your animal, he's your animal's best friend. He's a very good friend to me and the program. Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show. Check it out, petshow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.